If you want your English level to go up, then you have to stop thinking in your native language. And one of the best ways to do that is to learn with stories. And real stories are even better. Today, I have a story that happened in my life recently, and I'm going to share that along with some vocabulary so that you can become more fluent. Welcome to English Coach 3Ts. I'm teacher Tanya, and I live here in my converted school bus, telling real stories in a clear way so that you can learn English in the best way possible. Recently, while traveling around the southwestern part of the United States, I decided to attend an event called Van Aid Center Camp. Van Aid Center Camp is one of the things that I really love about van life or nomad life. If you haven't heard some of my stories about being a nomad, you can check the links in the description below. As a nomad, I live in a vehicle, and when I first started doing this, it was really difficult. We could say there was a steep learning curve. In other words, even though I had learned a lot through videos online, talked to people, done a lot of research, the first several months were really difficult. But there were a couple of things that ended up making it much easier, and Van Aid Center Camp was one of them. At this event, there are a lot of nomads who help other nomads. It is a big event. There are a lot of people, and that part of it was a little difficult for me, but I had a couple things I really needed help with. If you would like more help with the vocabulary and phrases you see on the screen here, you can join my More English Club for free. In this club, I send you a practice sheet for the story videos, so you can get the vocabulary words, what they mean, some examples, and some tips from me on how you can remember them more easily. This club is free, and the link is in the description when you're ready to join. I had found that the battery in my bus here was starting to go low because of something that was taking energy out of the battery. And also, I had pinched the tailpipe on my bus twice, so I needed help getting that changed. Being able to go to Van Aid Center Camp made a huge difference for me. So let me talk just a little bit about what this event is like. As I said, there are lots of people helping people, but there is so much more. There is one man who has set up a kitchen where people volunteer to cook and make meals for the other people who are there, which means that a lot of people are getting free meals. And for some people, this can be a huge help, just that part. And even though this isn't the main reason I went to the event, having these meals really was helpful for my budget, since the economy in the United States continues to be pretty crazy. But also, having someone else cook for you is such a treat anytime, I think at any time in your life. And when you're having difficulty, this can be just the thing that feels really helpful and really connects you to a community. That was another huge part of this event, is connecting with other nomads. And there were many ways to do that, through going to the fire circle at night, going to entertainment they had, live music, which I would not be able to afford at this point in my life. Every morning they had a circle where the campfire would be in the evening, and they would talk about things happening that day. But often there were cool things, like one day we saw a bighorned sheep that was up on a mountain. And even though I've spent a lot of time where these animals hang out, I had never actually seen one in nature. So that was really cool. And then in addition to that, there was a sewing tent if you needed something sewn. There were times when people were playing games. People who came to the event and maybe weren't even a part of the people who organized the event, they gave classes or taught people how to do things that might have to do with living in a van, or I saw things that were about arts and crafts and all kinds of different things. There was a place where you could bring things that you don't need anymore and get things that someone else had left for free. So really, it would be difficult for me to say all of the amazing and wonderful things that happened at this event, but I will be forever grateful for the event, especially this first one that I went to, and I will definitely look forward to going back and being able to pay it forward, or in other words, to help another nomad or another person at this event in the way that I was helped. Not the same person who helped me necessarily, but to help another person. So let's talk a little bit about the main reasons, or at least what I thought were the main reasons I had gone there. So the first was my tailpipe. Often as a nomad, I am staying out in places in nature, out on dirt roads. Sometimes the roads are pretty easy to drive on. A lot of the times the roads can be difficult and even very difficult to drive on. And two times before this event, I had pinched the tailpipe on the back of my bus. So the tailpipe is where the exhaust leaves your vehicle. You don't want that pipe to get pinched. It could be really bad for your health and really bad for the vehicle. And so I realized that the way the tailpipe stuck out of the back of the bus was one of the main reasons it kept getting pinched, besides the fact that I was driving a school bus where you typically would never drive a school bus. So after talking to several people who I just want to say were also really helpful to me before I went to the event, I realized that if I could move the tailpipe so that instead of sticking out of the back of the bus, so if this is the back of the bus, the tailpipe was sticking out like this. Instead, if I could pull it back and even turn it so that the exhaust went out the side of the bus, this would be a super helpful thing. In my mind, this was going to be very difficult, and I know that if I had had that work done in California, it would be very expensive, way out of my budget. And even if I had had it done in Arizona or New Mexico, some of the other states I have traveled to, it would be expensive enough that it wouldn't be something I could pay for. So knowing that I could get this done at Van Aid was a huge help, not only to get it done, but for my peace of mind. Once I got there, I waited for a couple of days, and then I talked with a gentleman who could help me with this. He told me the things that I would need to have so that I could drive back into town and buy those things. Gratefully, it only cost me $11, which is really incredible. Right now, everything is so expensive. I felt super grateful that this was very affordable. And then I came back again. I waited for a couple of days, and when he had a chance to help me, it actually went very quickly. He was able to cut the old tailpipe off and put the new tailpipe on and weld it into place. And honestly, the entire thing took about 20 minutes. I can tell you that that thing, which ended up costing me $11, absolutely would have cost me at least a couple of $100s or more if I had had to have that done by a mechanic. So that by itself was a huge help, but there was even more. I'd like to extend a huge thank you to all of the people who make Van Aid Center Camp possible, especially to the people who helped me with all of the things I needed, but also to all the people who were just there making sure that everyone felt welcome and a part of the group. My brother had helped me to figure out that I had what is called a parasitic draw on my battery. You don't need to remember that word unless you want to be a mechanic. Basically, what it means is something in the bus was using electricity or energy from the battery and causing my battery to go low while I was out in nature. And then when I went to start the bus, it wouldn't start. So I did get another solution for that, but the problem needed to be fixed. So while I was at Van Aid Center Camp, I was told to go to another person. And he was super busy, but he had a man who was helping him with some things. And this man was actually from Germany, but he was there helping this guy and helping people who needed help. And my brother had suggested that I could buy a multimeter, which helps you to find out if things have electric current in them or not. But after I bought it, I had no idea how to use it. I still have a lot to learn. But what was really cool is that the guy that was there was willing to help me learn how to use the multimeter. And then when he had to go do something else, he just called another guy, hey, can you come help with this? And that guy helped me to see if I could find the parasitic draw. Since I was at the Van Aid Center Camp event, I have installed a very tiny wood-burning stove. But before I did that, I did get the chance to speak with another guy at the camp who was kind enough to show me how he installed his stove, took me in his bus to see what it looked like from the inside. Even though his was a little different, I got some ideas on things that I should be thinking about before I installed my stove. And he kind of told me some of the difficulties he had so that I could avoid those things. So even though I didn't install the stove at the event, it was super helpful to connect with this guy and talk about some things that was really good information to have before you cut a hole in the ceiling of your bus to install a chimney. Honestly, there were so many good things that happened at this event. You really have to go to get the whole feeling of it, to get the whole experience of it. In addition to the events that were planned within the event, like the live music and things I've mentioned, there were also impromptu things like this bagpipe player that was just up on this mountain one morning playing music. And it just was so cool to be in a small community. A lot of people, but a small community of people who are creative, who are connecting with each other, who are really there to help each other out and to really make a difference for each other. I think this is one of my all-time favorite things about being a nomad. Another thing that makes this event so special is that there is no money exchanged. People are not paying each other to get the help that they are given freely. It is a place where people are there to be of service to others and where you can be of service to others, which from my point of view is one of the most important parts of my life, is having the opportunity to be of service and to be in that exchange of serving others. If you're a nomad and you'd like to get more information about Van Aid Center Camp, I suggest you look specifically for this group, as I have heard there are some others that kind of have some other things going on. I highly recommend this one. I don't know anything about the others, but I highly recommend this one because it is really a group of people who care and are doing a great job of creating something you can't find in a lot of places. And I'll just wrap up this story with that idea, which is that one of the best things I have gotten from any and all of the events I have gone to as a nomad is the connection that I have made with other people. whether it is someone that I saw once for a very short time, someone that I saw and then saw again, or people that I might see again in the future. It really made a difference for me, not only as a nomad. It's a big thing as a nomad, but not only as a nomad. I know that when I lived in sticks and bricks, which is what we call just a typical house, it is getting harder and harder to connect with people as we connect more on the internet, which there are lots of good things about that. But it's getting hard to connect with people in person. And I find that to be a really valuable thing that happens at these events. If you want to keep learning more English, I hope you will check out this next story, and I will see you there.